Percy Jackson and the Titan's Curse by Rick Riordan.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Rick Riordan is an award-winning mystery writer. For the past 15 years, he has taught at middle schools in the San Francisco Bay Area and in Texas. Rick lives in San Antonio, Texas, with his wife and two sons. Percy Jackson and the Titan's Curse is Rick's third novel featuring the heroic young demigod. The first, Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief, won the Red House Children's Book Award. To Topher Bradfield, a camper who made all the difference. Chapter 1. My rescue operation goes very wrong. The Friday before winter break, my mom packed me an overnight bag and a few deadly weapons and took me to a new boarding school. We picked up my friends Annabeth and Thalia on the way. It was an 8-hour drive from New York to Bar Harbor, Maine. Sleet and snow pounded the highway. Annabeth, Thalia, and I hadn't seen each other in months, but between the blizzard and the thought of what we were about to do, we were too nervous to talk much. Except for my mom. She talks more when she's nervous. By the time we finally got to Westover Hall, it was getting dark, and she told Annabeth and Thalia every embarrassing baby story there was to tell about me. Thalia wiped the fog off the car window and peered outside. "Oh, yeah. This'll be fun." Westover Hall looked like an evil knight's castle. It was all black stone, with towers.